Okay, I have a coronavirus question for you.
Okay.
Should stores have a you touch it, you buy it policy?
Okay, I'm the worst person to ask this because I'm so bad about touching things. Every time I go to the store, I touch everything. Okay. I have to feel the shirt. I have to feel the jeans. I have to do all this. And I went to a place that sells moonshine.
Okay, of course you did.
There's a place that just sells moonshine, and the guy makes it himself and all this. So I grabbed the apple pie, and I opened it up to smell it.
What? And then you didn't buy it?
No, I did. Because I did that, and he's standing right next to me. He goes, I guess you bought that. I was like, damn it.
Okay, good.
I guess I did. But I didn't even think about it. I want to smell the apple pie. I didn't think about opening it. Because he makes his own moonshine there. It's not like it's got a seal around it and all that.
Right, right.
So I just wanted to smell it, but I guess after opening it, I then owned it.
It's now yours. Yeah, once you get your nose in there, once you have your COVID nose in there.
Right, and then I thought about it later. I'm like, boy, I'm stupid. But yeah, I think if you touch it and you got your cooties on it, you have to buy it.
Especially at a grocery store, I feel like. You know, I went to the grocery store today because I'm cooking Thanksgiving this year, you know, so I like to shop early. So there I was, like, you know, buying everything. And I grabbed a couple of things, threw it in my basket. I see this woman, and she's picking stuff up and putting it down and smelling it and putting it down. I'm like, how is this allowed? Like, it's COVID time. You know, she can't really smell through her mask, so she's pulling the mask down to smell. It's like, how is this okay?
And all that food has been touched before you even got there. Can you imagine the people before that picked up your turkey and smelled your turkey?
Oh, I wash the heck out of everything. Like, everything that comes into this house gets a full cleaning, even strawberries. Like, everything gets a full-on cleaning. And in this study that they did just recently, 58% of people said that, yes, stores should have a you touch it, you buy it policy. They should have a sign up that says, I'm sorry, if you touch it, it's yours. This is a pandemic. I mean, every store I've been into, at least in New York, they have a policy, a no return policy at all. You can't return anything anymore. Mm-hmm. And they have a sign when you walk in. I don't care if it's broken. I don't care if it's molded. I don't care if it's crushed. If you buy it, when you walk into the store, make sure it's exactly what you want, because there is a no return policy anymore on any store whatsoever. You can't return anything.
Okay, before the pandemic, I didn't agree with that because they always had the you break it, you bought it sign mm-hmm. on the door. And I'm like, screw you. If I break it, it's your fault because it shouldn't be breakable.
Right.
You know, that's why you have insurance, is in case I break something. But now after the pandemic's going on, yeah, I think if you even touch something, you now own that.
Certainly food. Like, they don't take food back. I think, you know, you could probably bring something back at Home Depot. I don't think they're going to put it back on the shelf or anything, but at least you can return it. But mm-hmm. like food items, every single grocery store around here, you cannot return anything. Now, 45% of people say they would never even try something on in a changing room. So if they go to like Target and there's a sweater, you know, either they want it or they don't. They put, like, my mother did that the other day. She took something, she put up against her. She's like, does this fit me? Because like, she's not going to try anything on. Most people won't.
Mm-hmm. Well, they don't let you anymore. That's the thing. You can't even go into the changing room anymore.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, they stop you right before you get in and say, sorry, you can't even go in there. We're not letting you try anything on because you're going to get your COVID cooties on it. And then you're going to say, no, I don't want it. And then hang it right back up and COVID cooties go everywhere then.
Yep. And 42% won't take a free food sample, which, again, I haven't seen that. Like, I go to stores like Fairway and Costco where they used to give samples. They don't do that anymore. In fact, one of the stores I go to, they have a bakery there. And they used to just put the baked goods out and you would take one of those paper things and you would just take what you wanted. Mm-hmm. Now they pre-wrap everything.
A couple of months ago, Costco didn't have those people giving free samples. But lately, when I've been going, more and more, they've been doing that here.
Oh, they're back?
Yeah, for some reason, they're back.
So COVID numbers are up and they're back giving food to people?
Yeah, it doesn't
so
make
stupid.
Any sense.
Yeah, and 36% of people won't touch produce.
Oh, yeah. What do you do about that? About apples and
I did today. I mean, I make an apple pie for Thanksgiving. I picked up an apple. It was all like black and smushed. I put it right back.
Oh, did you really? Oh,
what am I supposed to do? Listen, everything that comes in this house, I wash thoroughly. Bananas, anything. And I wash all of it.
But just think how much life has changed now. Before, we would go pick up the apple, squeeze the apple, put it back, pick it up the apple, squeeze it, put it back. And now we're going to think twice before doing that anymore.
Right. I mean, yeah. And now that I think about it, I probably shouldn't have. But it's totally. I'm picking up an apple. I can't see it's got a blemish on the other side. I'm not going to. I can't get stuck with that apple, you know? Mm-hmm. That's why you wash everything. But the thing that's different is, like, who washes bananas? The banana's inside the peel. You should be able to just peel it and eat it. But no, not anymore. I wash bananas.
I think you should put everything in the dishwasher. Bananas, oranges. Just put everything in there and run it on its own cycle. And when it comes out, if it's ruined, it's ruined. If it's not ruined, then you can eat it.
It's going to be hot fruit salad.
Yeah, that's fine. But we'll kill the COVID. That's probably where we're getting all the COVID from. Apples.
I doubt it. I think if you just take a wipe of some kind and give it a good cleaning, I think it's okay.
And I'm against all fruit. So I think it's all fruit. Chocolate has never given anybody COVID. So
you're just not going to eat any fruit during the COVID thing and say that. That's like me with exercise. I'm like, I'd like to go to the gym, but you know, there's a pandemic.
They're closed. Yeah. Twinkie has never hurt anybody. Twinkies are fine. Bananas not fine.
That's because they're individually wrapped. Go ahead and, you know what? If you individually wrap some oranges, maybe people would eat them.
Yeah. Who were you used to pick on for eating Twinkies all the time? Me. Who has not had COVID? Me.
You.
Yeah.